Hello. Well, it's been a minute since I've recorded a new episode, and I wanted to let you know what's going on. I'm writing a book, two actually, that will be published this year. I've heard from some of you that you're furiously taking notes as you listen to the podcast episodes. Some of you have even printed off the transcripts and are highlighting them and putting them in a binder. I love this so much, and it has inspired me for book number two. So what you've been asking for, it's coming. Now, that said, I will be recording a new episode soon and we'll get back to a regular schedule. In the meantime, if you're interested in hearing about the book and knowing when it's coming out, be sure to go to trishazodi.com and get on my email list. You'll be the first to know. Now, here's the episode you came for. Hi, friends. It's Trisha Zodi. Welcome to my podcast, Another Beautiful Life, Restoration of Mind, Body, and Spirit After Brokenness. I am so excited that you're joining me here today as we walk this journey together. I believe that God is extending out His hand, offering each one of us the opportunity to be guided into restoration. I also believe that with restoration comes freedom, adventure, and great hope. These are the things He's calling us to. And I'm glad we can do this together. Hello, friends, and welcome back to the podcast. This is episode 133, Your Life Repurposed. In last week's episode, I shared with you a recording where I talked about how my life was repurposed after the death of my husband. This was originally on the Life Repurposed podcast hosted by Michelle Rayburn. Her podcast focus came from her love of repurposing old and even worn out things and giving them new life. She saw this as an analogy for life, and I agree. Sometimes things just don't go as we'd hoped, planned, or expected. Yet, here we are. And as I've often said, we have a choice as to what we do next. We can wallow in the pain of what was and what isn't, or we can allow God to take our broken pieces and, like the kintsugi artisan that He is, put us back together with new purpose. The reason I want to visit this subject again is to put a focus on your life repurposed. And I know that you don't have to have gone through what I've experienced to know you need to allow your life to be repurposed. In fact, I hear this all week long with my life coaching clients and other Christian friends. Many times there is an embarrassment and or shame that surrounds their past, whether that be a distant past like something in their early growing up years or a more recent situation. Maybe it's embarrassment because you grew up in poverty and were made fun of in school because of the clothes you wore. Maybe it's shame from something in your past that you've done, or perhaps something that was done to you. Or maybe you grew up in a very dysfunctional family where there was fighting, divorce, and maybe even abuse of some sort. Perhaps you're the one who's been divorced twice. Or, like me, you're in a situation that's surrounded by stigmas and perhaps even judgment. Where there's embarrassment and shame, there's a tendency to want to hide it. The problem is that hiding your past circumstances or experiences from other people doesn't actually hide it from yourself. So then there's a tendency to pretend or even deny it. Either way, you're not being authentic to others or to yourself, and subsequently not able to be authentic to God. And again, it's here that we have a choice as to what to do next with all this stuff. My suggestion is that you stop allowing your past or something that you've done or has been done to you keep you from your God-designed purpose. Your past does not define who you are today as a forgiven and loved child of God, but it certainly has shaped you and can point you to your future. I think there's one truth we need to continually revisit especially in light of our hardships. And that is that as believers, we are here on earth to glorify God alone. The Westminster Catechism, which is a document to teach the basic doctrines of Christianity, answers the question, what is the chief end of man? In other words, what are we here for? What is my purpose and duty in life? The answer is, the chief end of man is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This means that our lives have true meaning beyond ourselves, the pleasures we're pursuing, and the hardships we've faced in life. And so we need to remember in our present life that we feel is wrecked because of our past, we will only find that true meaning when we're pursuing our chief end, to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is why I'm convinced that all that you've ever been through and experienced is pointing you to your repurposed life. God wants to use all of it, but that means that you have to come out of hiding. You have to, as I tell my life coaching clients, learn to become friends with your past. It is what has shaped you for the journey ahead. I'm not saying you have to like it. I'm just saying that you need to accept it. Those hard things have been what has refined you, changed you, and even made you more like Christ. It's the thing that sets you up for your true meaning, to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. And maybe glorifying God looks like hosting a group of mamas in your home who have lost a child and need a healing space. Or walking alongside someone who's just found out that their spouse is cheating on them. Or hosting a getaway weekend for people who suffer from anxiety and depression. Writing a book on healing after significant loss. These are some of the things my past and present clients have begun doing as they've allowed for their own healing and let those past experiences be the catalyst that brings healing to others. Glorifying God by letting Him repurpose their life. And don't ever believe that you have to be on the other side of your hardship, that you have to be totally healed for God to use your story. No, in fact, your testimony is never more relevant to a dying world than when you're smack dab in the middle of the mess, looking for hope in all things you're up against. Someone needs to hear from you. Someone needs to know what you know. You have something to offer someone in this world that no one else can, all because of your experiences. So you might be wondering how you can know what your repurposed life would look like or what your purpose might be in the first place. To find your purpose, it's important to understand that your personality, your present life, your life's experiences, your natural gifts and talents, and even the hard things you've been through and experienced, these all point to your purpose. Every little thing about you. It doesn't disqualify you, but qualifies you in your purpose. It's how God redeems broken stories to bring hope and healing to you and to others. There is a reason you are exactly the way you are. Everything about you and everything you've been through is for a purpose, for a repurpose. Taking what looks worn out, broken and unusable, and making it new, giving it new life, making it the focal point, even making it a prized possession. If you're not doing what God created for you to do because of embarrassment and shame of your past, you are playing right into the enemy's hands in keeping you from glorifying God and enjoying Him. That's exactly what he's trying to get you to do. He's trying to get you to disengage, to disarmor you, to kill, steal, and destroy the repurpose you have on the other side of that thing, whatever it may be. Why? Because he knows your testimony of God's forgiveness, restoration, healing, and rebuilding will destroy his kingdom and advance God's kingdom. God intends for you to play a role in the body of Christ. That's what Romans 12:5 tells us, that we each have a different function and role to play, and you are a part of the whole. Your life repurposed directly affects the kingdom of God. I go into a lot more detail on the topic of purpose in episodes 40, Are You Alive? And 41, I'm Alive, What Do I Do Now? And I highly recommend you listen to those. Friend, before we go, I want to give you some encouraging news. The things that God has designed for you to do, that repurposed life, you don't have to rely on yourself to carry them out. It's His plan, so He's going to make a way. And where you can't, He can. Yes, God has a new thing for you on the other side of that thing. It's not for your glory, but for His. That's why He'll do it. In Isaiah 43:19, God says, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." Did you hear that, friend? God says He Himself is making the way. He is doing the new thing, the repurposed thing. All you need to do is make friends, accept the past, and partner with God in repurposing that which feels old, worn out, and broken. Let Him take the old and make it new. This is what He does with our messy past. Be encouraged, friend. God is doing a new thing, your life repurposed for His glory and for your enjoyment of Him forever. Hey friends, are you in a situation today where you're looking at your life and you think it's just wrecked, too messy, all because of what you've experienced in your past? I'd love to help you get some healing here so that you too can find your repurposed life. There's a link in the show notes to book a free 30-minute call at your convenience so we can see if we're a good fit to work together. Also, a great place to start with your life repurposed is to grab the guide that will help you work through it step by step. The link is in the show notes as well. Have a wonderful week, friends. See you next Wednesday for the next episode of Another Beautiful Life.